So when we look about care provision, as many as you know, things are not the same as when you have primary disease. And that makes it quite difficult for women to know where to turn and get their care and support. The stuff that I found, the evidence from my study found that care was given predominantly in the outpatient setting by the oncologist. And that was a women's choice, actually. Over 60% would choose to see their oncologist as the person they saw regularly, as opposed to GP or palliative care nurses, which is down to 7%, I think, for those around that. But the care pathway is unstructured and ill-defined, making it problematic for breast care nurses to actually identify when they're entering the care system and how they can actually care for them. And when we did a survey of breast care nurses in 2010, 57% of breast care nurses acknowledged that the provision of care was inadequate. And I think that's changing. You know more than I do these days about whether that's changing, but that is beginning a shift in breast care nursing, addressing the needs of the patients. But our study and a previous study have found little involvement from GP in palliative care. And that, you know, the breast care nurses in our study acknowledged that it was inadequate at this time. But we do know there were lots of people looking at how to change that, how to address it within their service. But a study in 2004, a Canadian study, looked retrospectively at women with who died of breast cancer and found that actually the majority died in hospital, something like 70% died in hospital, with little evidence of palliative care and GP involvement. Lots of pain and uncontrolled symptoms in the last 6 months of life, and dying in hospital, which indicating perhaps they weren't getting the level of sort of community or palliative care support they needed.